not a party record at all. If you had a party and you put on my new record, everyone would either go to sleep or leave.
Maybe not the quote a publicist would choose, but it goes right along with the post-play life of Moby, making music he likes and hopes you do too, whether it sells records or not. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Russ Boris here. Moby hit the A-list and the big time with his 1999 album Play, and then ran away from the scene almost as fast as his career exploded. The series of records since found him continuing to experiment with his sound and his place in music, covering ground from the dance floor to the rock club and, of course, with his signature electronic melancholy. The goal of a more personal feel on the new album Wait For Me was actually inspired by a filmmaker, and FUV's Rich McLaughlin got that story when Moby made the trip from the Lower East Side to the Bronx. Another lesson is that sometimes staying home is the way to go.
I made a record a few years ago called Hotel, and it's not a bad record per se, but of all the records I've made, it's the one that I'm the least attached to because it's very professional. You know, it was recorded in a big studio with a great engineer, and so everything technically sounds perfect. It just doesn't have a lot of character. And so what I've realized over time is my favorite records by other people are records that were recorded in strange studios in very unconventional, idiosyncratic ways. And so in recording this album, Wait For Me, I wanted to record it in my bedroom as a record that I wanted to listen to. I also have experimented quite a lot in the studio, like keeping mistakes in the record, using old broken down pieces of equipment that have really interesting sonic qualities. And also, a lot of times when people make records, like they'll record a guitar track 40 times. Mm-hmm. And they'll have 15 mics on the drums and try and get this perfect drum sound. Everything on the record was recorded once because I wanted it to have a quality of equal measures like vulnerability and spontaneity. You know, like some of the singers I worked with on this record, when they sang the song, they'd never actually heard the song before. So I played them the song for the first time while holding the lyrics in front of them and sort of pointing at the words. And I think it creates almost like a vulnerable emotional accessibility. At least that's what I was trying to do.
Leave me by the churchyard. Leave me on my own. The storm will come and take me back to my old home. Put me by the window. Let me see outside. Look at all the places. All my family died.
I was reading an article or a review with you, or an interview, I should say, and you spoke about David Lynch and how a speech of David Lynch that he gave in the UK was a big creative force behind this new album, Wait For Me. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Well, I mean, David Lynch is my favorite film director of all time. And the last couple of years, amazingly, we've become friends. And he even directed the first video for this album. It's called Shot in the Back of the Head. But about a year and a half ago, I was listening to him speak at BAFTA, which is the British Academy of Film and Television. And he was talking about creativity. And he said something very simple, which was that, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but he basically said creativity doesn't need to be judged by how successful it is in the market. It just needs to be judged on how, you know, on the intention behind it and how it affects the listener or the reader or the viewer. And that just struck me as right, because I come from a very underground experimental musical background. But there have been times in my musical career where I've had some success, which was completely accidental. And when I had success, I got honestly a little baffled by it. And I just didn't know what to do because it was so, you know, the world of commercial music and mainstream music is so antithetical to any of the ideals that I was brought up with. And so hearing David Lynch talk about very non-commercial, more underground culture and how in and of itself it's fine just reminded me that those are my roots. I think one thing I've learned as I've gotten older is, like, life is short and we should all aspire to work on things that we'll be happy with on our deathbed. And on my deathbed, I want to remember trying to make music that I loved. I don't want to remember playing commercial radio shows and marketing plans.
song with the David Lynch directed video that's shot in the back of the head for Moby's new album, Wait For Me. Listen to the complete interview online at WFUV.org.